Okay, so I would like to invite anybody who would like to come forward for the story for all ages to do so now, young or old. I'm telling a story today that was originally written by Christopher Buse, titled Higgins, A Drop with a Dream. And I've changed it a little bit. I hope Christopher doesn't mind. So this is a story. Look at all of you. Nice snake. Hi, Lulu. This is a story about a water droplet named Higgins. And Higgins lived in a valley between two mountains. And in this valley, it hadn't rained for a very long time. And because it hadn't rained for a very long time, the valley was starting to dry up and die. The grass had all turned brown. The flowers were almost all fallen down. And even the trees were starting to droop. And Higgins looked around her beautiful valley, and she thought to herself, I want it to be different. I think there's something I have to do. And she tried to imagine how she could change what was happening around her. And she pictured the valley the way she remembered it back before the drought had started. She pictured its green lushness and the beautiful flowers. And she started to walk around, or roll around, because she was a water droplet, and talk to other water droplets and share with them her memory, her dream about the way the valley used to be and how she hoped it could be again. And almost all of the water droplets she met were very polite and listened to her, but most of them listened to her dream and said, yeah, Higgins, you need to get your head out of the clouds. Things aren't going to get better. And that was hard for her to hear, but luckily, some of the water droplets she met listened and nodded. She met one named Bubbly, and Bubbly shared with her his memory of what the valley used to look like and his dream of how it could be again. And they both nodded and felt very excited. And a little while after that, Higgins met another water droplet named Mist. Mist was an artist. And Mist painted a picture of the valley for Higgins that you could almost step into. And so Higgins kept going and kept talking to more and more water droplets, and lots of them shook their head. But every so often, she found another dreamer. And they would talk, and they would get a little more energy, and on she would go. And she was trying to figure out what she was going to do. And one day, she rolled past an old rusty bucket. And she saw the bucket, and she thought to herself, I could jump into that bucket. And if I jumped into that bucket, and all the other water droplets jumped into that bucket, we would have enough water to pour on some of these poor flowers, and maybe we could make some flowers grow, and that would be something. And she thought this was a good idea. So she rolled around some more, and she told people, and guess what a lot of the water droplets did? They said, it's not going to make a difference. Don't bother. You're wasting your time. Stop dreaming. But Bubbly smiled when he heard her idea, and Mist winked in a way that made her feel full in her heart. And she met lots of other dreamer droplets. And so on she went, and on she went, and finally the day came. And she hollered as loud as she could, I'm going in the bucket. I hope you'll come with me. And she rolled as fast as she could and leapt up into the air, and kersplat. She was a drop in a bucket. I have a feeling she had a moment at that point where she was scared that she had done something very stupid. Because she was all alone in there. But only a little while went by before plop, Bubbly got there. And she smiled. And then mist kind of came in, so quiet. I don't even know how mist got in there, but then there was mist. And all of a sudden, other dreamer droplets that she'd met along the way came along too. There was Jennings and McNabb and Peters and Pip. And they all landed, one drop after another, and pretty soon there was a puddle in the bottom of the bucket. And all of the water droplets that were in there started talking to each other. They taught each other songs. They sang music. They told stories. They became really good friends while they shared their dream of how the world could be. And every so often, you would hear outside the bucket another water droplet say, "You know what? I'm going in the bucket with Higgins." And they jump into the air and plop into the bucket. And all of a sudden, it went from 10 water droplets to 50, to 100, to 1,000. And pretty soon, the bucket was full. And the water droplets that were still out and about found another bucket. And another bucket, and pretty soon there was 100 buckets full of water, and then 1,000. And all of a sudden, a really strong wind came up, and the wind blew hard, and it blew fierce, and it blew all of the thousands of buckets that had been filled over. And the water rushed down through the valley, and everywhere it went, the grass started to turn green again, and the flowers started to bloom, and the trees stood tall. And all it took was one drop of water with a dream to share that dream with others and have other water droplets dream too. And together, they can make a difference. And that's kind of like us at South Church. Each of us is only one person, but together, we can do a lot, and I think that's pretty cool.